Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today. My name is Gila Kazarunian, and I'm the Executive Director of Women's Forum Against Fundamentalism in Iran. I would also like to greet and thank our distinguished panelists who accepted Wofafi's invitation to contribute to our timely discussion of women and U.S. policy in the Middle East. Today's discussion is a policy discussion. More specifically, in the context of U.S. foreign policy as it relates to women's role in Iran and Iraq. We feel that the recent turn of events with regards to Iran has placed the United States at a juncture where a firm policy on Iran is a necessity for the peace and stability of the region and the world. It is very clear that Iran's continued defiance over its nuclear program, their support of terrorism, and disturbing role and efforts to derail Iraq has created a very alarming situation which jeopardizes the peace and stability of the region and the world. Iran has taken the most advantage of the post-war circumstances and regime change in Iraq, using it to gain a solid foothold by infiltrating all of Iraq's vital agencies. This widespread influence has endangered Iraq's political and social life, but does not reflect the realities of Iraqi society, nor indicates a pro-Tehran tendency for some social sectors. The Iranians like to portray Iraqi Shias as seeking an Iranian-style regime. However, developments in the last 2 years, particularly last 10 months, must be seen as an organized bid to spread Iran's influence in Iraq by taking advantage of a gap in U.S. policy and political imbalance in Iraq. The Iranian President Ahmadinejad wants to wipe Israel off the map and expand the Islamic fundamentalist empire throughout the world. This is not hollow rhetoric, but a calculated policy set by the founder of the Islamic regime, Ayatollah Khomeini. Just last week, International Atomic Energy Agency voted to report Iran to UN Security Council. Our organization welcomed the move and called upon the UN Security Council to also hold Tehran responsible for its gross violations of human rights, particularly state-sponsored violence against Iranian women. The theocratic regime has imprisoned and executed thousands of Iranian people in an extensive suppression that is rarely experienced anywhere else in the world. They have used the most savage forms of psychological and physical tortures on the political prisoners, raped female political prisoners, stoned to death scores of women all over the country, and executed teenage girls and boys in public. According to the government's own official announcements, 150 people have been executed since Ahmadinejad took power 5 months ago. Dr. Roya Tulluyi, a human rights activist and reporter in Kurdistan, Iran, who was arrested in the summer for taking part in a peaceful demonstration, just fled the country. In her interview with Radio Farda, she talks about the atrocities and the physical and mental torture inflicted on her by the interrogators in the prison. She appeals to the international community to take Iran to the United Nations Security Council, first and foremost because of gross human rights violations, because the nuclear program is not the only problem with the regime. Tomorrow, February 11th, marks the 27th anniversary of 1979 revolution in Iran. While women of my homeland joined the public protests against the dictatorship of monarchists under the Shah, their desire for a democratic Iran was not to replace the Shah with the mullahs. We have seen more than two decades of Islamic fundamentalist rule in Iran, but more importantly, we have seen an impressive leadership, organized and growing movement of Iranian women for total abolishment of the theocracy. This time, Iranian women are very clear on their agenda for a democratic Iran. Their agenda includes political, social, and economic aspects where there is guarantee of women's rights in a future democratic Iran. To this end, understanding the role of women as an important component in Iran's democracy movement is critical to U.S. foreign policy. For our part, Women's Forum Against Fundamentalism in Iran conducted a research on Iranian opposition organizations that call for democracy in Iran. While there are broad and varied claims of democratic aspiration among Iranian opposition organizations, our research focused on those who believe in fundamental change in the current regime of Iran. Anything less than fundamental change in the current regime in Tehran will not guarantee a democracy for women and people of Iran. Our research included 13 different organizations, and only one stood on a solid ground on five key areas of assessment. I encourage studying this report because we believe any objective reader or analyst will come to the same conclusion as we did. And the report is on the table if you want to get a copy. Our forum presented this report to the U.S. Congress in the summer of 2005, and it was well received by Congresswoman Shelley Berkley, Democrat Nevada, Congresswoman Dionne Watson, Democrat California, and the Office of Congresswoman Ross Leighton, Republican Florida, who sponsored the briefing in the U.S. Congress. Our research indicates the only organization that has a ratified platform for a future democratic Iran where there is explicit guarantee of women's rights, leadership, and economic empowerment mentioned in the platform is the National Council of Resistance of Iran. This group rejects Islamic fundamentalism while promoting a secular republic in Iran. It is important to note that NCRI is also led by a woman, and more than half of its members are women. Again, I encourage reading our report and learn more about the assessment of Iranian opposition organization groups. We believe this assessment can be used as a tool for our policymakers and media when it comes to those who claim the call for democracy in Iran. We hope you find it useful and educational as well. Today, we face a nuclear standoff with Tehran's regime, who successfully hid its nuclear program for 18 years until it was exposed by the National Council of Resistance of Iran, led by Mrs. Maryam Rajavi. So we must recognize Rajavi's contribution, along with the struggle of Iranian women against Islamic fundamentalism in the field of international peace and security. Iranian women believe, while due focus should be given to their suffering and quest for freedom and equality, a foreign war is not the answer to defeat Tehran's nuclear danger. On the nuclear crisis with Tehran, Iranian women emphasize on an Iranian solution and trust Rajavi's movement against the regime. Tehran's nuclear disarmament, peace, democracy, and gender equality is only possible through Iranians' endeavor to unseat the fundamentalist regime in Tehran, not a foreign war or continued appeasement. Our panel today is specially designed by speakers from academia, policy think tank, and women advocates from Iran and Iraq. Our panelists today plan to address how important it is to understand the nature of gender apartheid embedded in the thinking of Islamic fundamentalists, whether in Iran or Iraq, and how it can be linked to developing an effective U.S. policy. Our speakers will also talk about getting beyond generalities on democratization talk in Washington and see a clear roadmap for an effective policy on Iran and Iraq. In addition, our speakers from Iran and Iraq will address women's political agenda, challenges, and opportunities in their respective homeland. Allow me to introduce our speakers. Dr. Donna Hughes, Professor of Women's Studies of University of Rhode Island, and Eleanor M. and Oscar M. Carson Endowed Chair. She has done extensive research on Islamic fundamentalism, trafficking, slavery, and sexual exploitation, and violence against women and children. Claire Lopez, Executive Director of Iran Policy Committee, a Washington, D.C. think tank dedicated to empowerment of the Iranian people for democratic change in Iran. Ramesh Sepehrad, President of National Committee of Women for a Democratic Iran, one of the oldest Iranian women's organizations in Washington, D.C., dedicated to human rights and equality movement in Iran. Niran Saraf, Iraqi-born Niran is passionate about gender issues and how to empower women professionally in Iraq and around the world. She helped to found Women's Alliance for a Democratic Iraq, on whose board she presently serves. She also advocates for Iraqi women through the organizations of Women Impacting Public Policy and Women in Technology. Thank you all for being with us today. Our speakers do have prepared remarks, which can be found in your registration pack. In addition, we'll have a roundtable discussion once our speakers finish their presentations. I urge you to hold your questions until we are ready with the roundtable discussion. We'll begin our panel with Dr. Hughes.